Hello, yoga buddies, everyone out there. Some people may have the understanding or perception or heard a rumor that Bikram yoga is harsh or judgmental or something along those lines. And this class is really going to address those perceptions, but also the reality of what we do in Bikram yoga in terms of attention to detail, modification in a sense, right? How we can modify postures so that you still get the body part skills, the attention to detail, the present momentness, but also then the unwinding of the mental noise, the tension, the programmed personality, and constant thoughts that are themselves usually the things that are harsh and judgmental. The instructions are detail oriented, yes, and we offer ways to attempt the posture that allow you to get to the healing, strengthening, movement, and attention to body part by body part. So if you've ever heard that, or maybe even you have that thought sometimes, like, oh, Bikram yoga, there's judgment. I can't use props all the time. Well, it's really not the case. And there's one person in this class where I'm actually talking to somebody about how to adjust. This student is using the wall. And we have students in stools and chairs and various things, but there's always specific reasons and specific methods for how to use something that might help you temporarily get to those body part skills. So have a most wonderful practice. And when you get a chance, please visit us at our Patreon page or our webpage. Patreon is available at patreon.com/bikramyoga, patreon.com/bikramyoga. Or you can get in touch and join directly at www.byca.yoga for a lot of options. We've got live stream memberships. We have members' classroom memberships with video classes available and much, much more. Have a wonderful practice. Nice to see you guys. All right, just do your best, mostly with your attention to your breathing and to the instructional words and how they connect to the body parts, and then your attempt to feel that body part following that instruction to the best of your ability. You're going to be gaining body part skills during this process, but also, and much more profound, and you know, well, I hate to compare that really, but the mental skills of attention and patience, present moment concentration, willpower, and the, you know, lessening and lessening elimination of noisy thoughts, negative thoughts, self-judgment, etc., happen as a result of this particular effort of attention. It's doing what you can do in the moment with attention to the detail. Okay, so it's wonderful. You can become quite free and feel wonderful. Let's begin pranayama, deep breathing, feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Interlace your fingers, knuckles touch right underneath the chin. Make sure chin and knuckles stay together throughout the breathing exercise. Stand up nice and tall, chest lifted, stomach in. Let's start, please. Inhale, breathing. Elbows slowly lift up towards the ceiling. Keep the chin down, pressing into the fingers. Breathe in as much as you can. Exhale, breathing. Now head goes up, mouth open. Push your chin slowly back with the knuckles. Bring the hands, palms together, and then elbows come together. Inhale, breathing. Separate and lift up the elbows slowly as you inhale for the entire six counts. Very nice. Exhale, breathing. Head up, mouth open. Push your chin back with the knuckles. Look for the wall behind you. Elbows come together. Inhale. One, two. Nice and slow. Three, four. Lift the chest. Five. Suck in your stomach. Six. Exhale. One. Mouth open. Two. Push the chin. Three, four. Bring the palms together. Five. Thumbs crossed. Six. Inhale. Breathing. Separate and lift up the elbows. At the same time, bring the chin down. Breathe in more and more, expanding the ribs. Exhale. Push the chin slowly back. Try to keep the elbows up pretty high as they come forward. Shoulders can relax downward completely. Good. Inhale. One. Head down. Two. Three. Halfway. Four. Five. Look straight ahead. Six. Exhale. One. Chest up. Two. Three. Look way back. Four. Try to see the wall behind you. Elbows touch at the end. Very good. Inhale. Breathing. Keep the chin and the knuckles together like glue. On the inhale, the palms and fingers stretch and the thumbs will separate. Exhale, breathing, mouth open, push the chin back. Slowly bring the hands back together, thumbs crossed, palms together, and then elbows together. Inhale. Try to breathe in the same amount on each of the six counts of the inhale. Exhale, one, two, same on the exhale, three, four, look back, five, six. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, that's it, five, elbows up, six, exhale, one, chest up, two, three, push the chin, four, look way back, five, elbows together, six, inhale again, two, three, halfway, four, stomach in, five, breathe in more, six, exhale, one, chest up, two, chest up, three, four, look way back, five, six, very nice, inhale again, head down, try to bring the head down the same amount on each of the six counts of the inhale, look in the mirror now, exhale, look up and back, try to move the head back the same amount on each of the six counts of the exhale so you get wonderful neck control. Two more, inhale, breathing head down in the first set. Now the more you suck in the stomach on the inhale, the more you expand the rib cage, you will use more of your lungs. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back. Lift the chest up towards the ceiling. Everyone suck in your stomach all the way, elbows together. And one more, please, in the first set. Inhale, breathing head down. So depression of the abdominal wall and maximum expansion of the rib cage. Exhale, breathing head up. Lift up your chest, stand tall. Squeeze the thighs together, hips forward, stomach in a little bit. Okay, you can change, arms down by your sides. So, you're getting to every body part. Sometimes a body part will not have been gotten to yet, and I'll be saying to do something with it, and you'll try, and you'll think, well, I can't do anything with that yet. That's fine. Try again to connect with the body part. You might have to try to depress the abdominal wall 6,000 times before it goes in, but it's better that you tried. We don't know when it's going to happen. You have to be careful not to expect that it should happen yesterday, because then you'll get frustrated, and then that's not fun. So if you just try with pure effort each detail, you'll not only get the body part skills, but also the mind stuff will start to shift. It's like, oh, what? The logic of why should that have happened yesterday if you haven't tried it? Of course it shouldn't have. Like, we make up all this stuff that tortures us. Okay, second set, interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. I'm not blaming you. It's not like you alone are doing it. It's all just the human condition. Okay, chest up, stomach in. You can swallow a couple of times. Begin again. Inhale, elbows lift up. Suck in your stomach. Try again. Look for the rib cage to expand. Hold it. Nice, Amanda. Exhale. Chest up. Push the chin slowly back. Look way, way, way back, trying to see the wall behind you. Elbows come together. Inhale. One. Head down. Two. Three. Suck in your stomach. Four. Five. Elbows all the way up. Six. Exhale. One. Push the chin. Two. Slowly back. Three. Four. Look for the wall behind you. Five. Hands together. Six. Elbows together. Good. Again, please inhale by the throat. So try again and again. Depression of the abdominal wall. Lift and expand the rib cage more. Exhale. Breathing head up. Push the chin slowly back. This particular movement of the arms helps, actually, the respiration. Inhale. Breathing head down. So the lifting of the elbows, stretching the arms up while you're inhaling helps you use the rib cage inhalation muscles. Exhale. One. Push the chin. Two. Three, lift the chest, four, suck in your stomach, five, looks great with the shoulders, Adam, six. Inhale again, head down. Keep the body weight to the heels, inner thighs pressed together, even the ankle bones can squeeze together. Exhale, breathing, lift the chest up, let the shoulders drop down. Elbows come forward away from the chest and touch each other. Inhale, one, two, weight on the heels, three, four, squeeze legs together, five, six. Exhale, one, mouth open, two, push the chin, three, four, more stomach in, five, keep going, six, yes, inhale, head down. Now keep the stomach in on the inhale too. So you learn how to lift up and expand the rib cage more. Exhale, breathing, breastbone lifts up, let the shoulders drop down, but the elbows try to keep high away from the chest as they come together. Good, inhale, keep the maximum body weight on the heels, squeeze the inner legs in towards each other. Exhale, one, chest up, two. Three, push the chin, four, suck in your stomach, five, all the way, six, keep it in, inhale, head down. Now, at the end of the inhale, as you look straight ahead in the mirror, elbows will be at their highest point. Now, start the exhale, but plan on keeping the elbows as high as possible, push the chin back. I know they'll come down a little, but try to keep them up. Shoulders can relax completely. Inhale, one, two, 3, stomach in, 4, 5, hold it in, 6, exhale, 1, mouth open, 2, stretching the face, 3, and the jaw, 4, 5, look all the way back, 6, a few more in the second set, go ahead, inhale, suck in the navel, so you depress the lower abdomen, let the rib cage get bigger, exhale, breathing, push the chin slowly back. We are training the strength, the muscle strength of the breathing process. Last 2, inhale, breathing. And that is all in combination here. Stomach in, breathe in more and more, elbows up more. Exhale, push the chin slowly back. Hips a little forward, stomach in, keeping the body weight on the heels. Last 1, go ahead, please, inhale. You will learn how to expand the rib cage on purpose with the stomach in. Excellent. Exhale, breathing. Last 1. Make sure the end of the exhale is the strongest part. Stomach in all the way. Push out every last bit of air. Elbows together. Okay, good. You can change now. Arms down by your sides. Wonderful. So as we go through the asana themselves, in yoga postures of any kind, the breathing is always by the nose. That's considered normal breathing for yoga asana. If you catch yourself mouth exhaling, don't worry. Just try again the next one to breathe out by the nose. You'll get better at it with practice. So first is half moon pose. Please start with the feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Now with maximum body weight in the heels, stomach in, take a deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times. Just a little warm up for half moon side bending. When you come up through the center each time, lift up a little more. Try to touch the ceiling. A little to the right, a little to the left. But the main point is you are decompressing, so stretching up. Decompressing the spine with your muscle strength. Good. When you can't stretch up anymore, you can come back up and stop in the middle. Try to eliminate any gap between arm biceps and ears. Lift the chin up a little bit. Squeeze the hands, palms together up to the wrists like glue, no gap between. Lean the maximum body weight to the heels. The butt cheeks tuck under a little bit, hips forward and stomach in. Now one more really deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right. At the very same time, push your hips to the left without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. You're creating many things. One of them is a stretch all over the left side of the body, inside out bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. But make sure as you do this, you have your mind continuously on body weight on the heels. And every time you inhale, pull the stomach in again, and then just try again to keep it in as you exhale. Then you can push the hips off center to the left side, keeping the both hips exactly in one line parallel to the mirror. When you inhale next, lift the breastbone straight up towards the ceiling as you suck in your stomach. This will help strengthen the upper back and open up the chest using the rib cage even better. Great shoulder satori. Now come down a little more. Squeeze the hands, palms. Try to eliminate gaps anywhere between arms and the ears. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice start. Chin up a little bit, arms back. As you inhale, suck in your stomach, try to touch the ceiling, reach up and over to the left. Simultaneously push your hips to the right without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Now, if you watch and you see that the knees bend a little, you can bend the spine less and try to stand tall, gathering the thighs in towards each other, contracting hips and thighs so that the knees don't bend. It's fine if you bend the spine less. You will be creating better alignment. I see what you're doing, Amy. That looks good. Suck in the stomach. Keep the hips tucked underneath the rib cage. And now with the upper body, take a nice deep breath. Squeeze the palms and reach little by little over to the left side. Over time, the elbows won't bend at all. So especially that bottom arm or the left arm, try to lock that arm, straighten the elbow, contract the tricep. Good. Left shoulder just a little forward, opening up the chest. Come down, push the hips to the right. Squeeze palms and reach over to the left side. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Backward bending is next. Take a nice deep breath in. Eyes stay open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Always look straight back, please not to the sides. Now reach up with your arms and bring your arms back immediately towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you, bending your entire spine, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Squeeze the palms and reach back, straightening the elbows. This will help you mobilize the shoulders, strengthen the upper back. Another smooth inhale, please. As you exhale, push your hips forward without bending the knees. Stomach forward and thighs forward. Now reach back, look back, go back, more back. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Great. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. You can bend the knees if needed. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. If you must, you can walk your hands down the thighs if the lower back is having some situation. Otherwise, separate your hands on the floor and move your hips back and forth, right, left, right, left. You support yourself however you need to. Tony, that's good. Now, if you're touching the floor, let the upper body drop down. And starting hands to feet pose, reach around and grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down. Touch your stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Exhale, breathing. Touch your face on the legs below the knees so you eliminate any gap between your upper body and the legs. Eyes open, roll forward so the body weight's at the base of the toes. I want just a little bit of the fingers underneath the heels once you get that grip. Then you can push the fingernails into the floor. That's it, even less, Adam. If you can do it, less fingers underneath, you'll be have, yep, even less. Just one finger bone. There you go. Now you'll be able to have some space here to push the knees back a little better. Stretching the upper body down so the top of the head gets closer to the tops of the feet. Eyes open. Exhale, breathing. Touch your face to the shins. Push the knees back. Hold it. Nice one. Change again. Bring the hands back together. That was great. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Spine straight as possible. Inhale, stretch up. Exhale, arms down by your side. Did that feel a little better, Adam? So just a little bit will help. It gives you more space with the chest, shoulders, and upper back. Wonderful, you guys. Let's do second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, interlace fingers, release, point your fingers, thumbs crossed. Bring the body weight to the heels. Inhale, stretch up as much as you can, try to touch the ceiling. Good, Tony. Slowly bend to the right. Push the hips, pelvis, upper thighs to the left side of the room. Squeezing the inner thighs together. So some of the body part skills you're getting is how to lift the spine, how to lift up at the hip joint and even the knee joint, even the ankle joints, with your own strength. There are postures where gravity helps you decompress joints, but now we're actually building muscle memory of decompression. Okay, so you can use these body parts for longer without sort of the normal, in quotation marks, degeneration of gravity. Push hips to the left side. Come down, 5. Suck in your stomach, 4. Weight on the heels, 3. 2. Exhale, come down, 1. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice stillness, Amanda. Chin up, arms back. Take a deep breath. Stretch up and over to the left. Push your hips to the right without bending the elbows, without bending the knees. Make sure you're gathering. Try to squeeze the thighs, gathering from the left and right towards the center. In other words, squeeze the legs in towards each other. You gather the body from front and back to the center, butt cheeks under, stomach in. In other words, hips forward, stomach in. Then when you inhale, squeeze. Use your fingers. Use your arm and hand strength. Slowly pull the body to the left. Come down. Good. Satori, 5. Chin up a little bit. 4. Arms back a little bit. 3. Suck in your stomach. 2. Come down. Push the hips. 1. You got it. Inhale. Breathing. Come up. Backward bending. Nice deep breath in. Let the head drop all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. And immediately now arms can go back towards your ears. Whatever you can see, point towards that spot. And then when you inhale, squeeze the grip and reach towards that spot to help you bend the spine, opening up the shoulders and rib cage. On your next exhale, push the pelvis forward. Push your stomach forward, thighs forward, with maximum body weight on the heels. Now breathing smoothly, go back, way back. Try to touch the back wall. Yes, inhale, breathing, come up. Wonderful, take a deep breath, suck in your stomach, bend your knees if needed, put your hands on the floor. Every time you connect with the body part, that's awesome. Okay. And like I said, it might take many attempts to try to connect or to actually feel a connection with the body part. So completely normal. Grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs as much as possible, touching on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. That's good. You can think of flattening the upper back. Yes, Tony, exactly. Almost like puffing the chest out to there you go. Use your hands however you need to. Now pull on the heels. Everyone, once you have chest and knees together, keep them together like glue. Like that, you will lock the legs. So exhale, roll forward, body weight to the toes. Exhale, pull on the heels, push the knees back. Try to lock the legs, keeping the upper body pressed to the legs. Great, change again. Bring the hands back together in front and slowly come up. Arms and head together. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your sides. And these postures is such great detail of body part communication. Intense detail, subtle stuff going on. Next is awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches apart, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, bring your arms up in front of you. Tricep muscles contracted, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Take a deep breath in, please. As you exhale, suck in your stomach. Sit down, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heel. So stick your hips out behind you. Lower them down until the hips touch the chair. That's it. Check in the mirror that you still have 6 inches between your big toes, 6 inches between the heels, between the knees, and between the hands. Now suck in your stomach, lift the chest up. Looks good, Amy. Lean the upper body back, keeping the hips down in the chair, and try at the same time to touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay right there. Go up on the tiptoes as high as possible. Suck in your stomach on the inhale, stretch your entire spine, chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Focus one point in the mirror, and please sit right down on the tippy toes. Push the big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up, sitting until the hips touch the chair. In other words, thighs parallel to the floor. Stretch your spine straight up towards the ceiling. Good, Amanda, with the spine straight. Come up higher on the tiptoes, everyone. Legs shaking, that's great, Adam. Inhale, breathing, come up, please. Feet flat for just a moment. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Suck in your stomach, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Slow motion, sit down, keeping the knees together. Sit down as much as you can. It might be all the way down to the heels. It might be 3 inches towards the heels, but keep the knees together and stretch your spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. Arms locked, energize all the way to the fingertips. Stretch your chest, spine, and head up towards the ceiling, but keep your shoulders down. Good. Squeezing the knees together, inhale, breathing, slowly come back up, leaning against the wall all the way. Good. Right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides, inhale and exhale by the nose. Second set, right foot step out to the right, 6 inches, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, bring your arms up in front of you, tricep muscles contract, all 5 fingers together. As you exhale, next stomach in, sit down, feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. So stick your hips all the way out behind you. That's it, Tony. There you go. Good. Drop the shoulders down, lift your chest up, and then you figure out smooth breathing holding this position. It's really important that you hold yoga postures with several breaths while you're in stillness to teach the muscles and actually to train the system chemically. All right, inhale, breathing, come up. I'm talking about relaxation happening while in the posture. Come up all the way on the tiptoes. I know a lot of the body's not relaxed, but the mind can be relaxed, the nervous system can be relaxed. Suck in your stomach, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, and sit down on the tippy toes for 10 counts. Heels up, 9. 8, chest up, stomach in, 7, super high heels, 6, that's it, 5, great with the feet, 4, push big toes down, 3, knees and heels up, 2, chest up, stomach in, 1, nice one, Sadri, come up, feet flat, third part, come up a little bit on your toes, squeeze the knees together, suck in your stomach, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, slow motion, sit down, this time you can take a whole 10 counts to sit down, leaning against an imaginary wall. Once you get all the way down close to the heels, keep the knees together, push them down and forward. Try to keep the hips up a little bit above the heels. Continuously stretch the top of the head and breastbone, even the upper back, up towards the ceiling. Take a deep breath, stomach, and come up for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides. Very nice. Can I ask you, Tony, to try to use the wall instead of the bar? Okay. It's just a little bit. I can explain as we go and after class, but whenever you can use the wall next to you, it's going to give you better balance strengthening in the posture. Okay. All right, eagle posture is next, feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. If you need to stand, yeah, to make that easier. Swing the right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again and grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers on the outside. That's it. Pull the elbows down, stomach, and go ahead and sit down in the chair as low as you can with the feet flat. So just get down as much as you go, upper body back a couple of inches. Right leg lift up over the left leg as high as possible. Cross your legs each other. Twist the legs like ropes. We're trying to create pressure all over bones to the skin on the thighs and the upper thighs especially too, to change the circulation of blood and the other fluid, the lymphatic fluid, the interstitial fluid at the connective tissue level. Sit down a little more, twisting like ropes, upper body back at the end. Good, change again, come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Left arm swings underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face. Good, pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down as low as you can. With the body weight on the heels, get your hips all the way down in the chair, upper body back, very nice. Now left leg lift up over the right as high as possible. So try to get no gap between the thighs, and if the foot doesn't wrap yet, that's fine, just sit down a little more. You'll get the pressure there, you'll get the benefit. Even if the foot doesn't wrap yet, pull the elbows straight down towards the belly button. Lift the chest up a little bit. That's it, Amy. Hands in the center, right below the nose in that direction. Yes, that was great. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. That's good. Now, when you have, try to interlace fingers. Savory. Yeah, any amount. Just any amount. Okay, sit down low. That's fine. Doesn't have to be complete. Right leg over the left leg. And I want you to squeeze the hands into each other, you guys. Even if the wrists are bending, the pressure at the arms is also important. I was talking about pressure at the legs, but even with a beginning interlaced grip, if you push the hands into each other, attempt to straighten the wrists, you'll actually increase the pressure at the upper arms also. Sit down more. Line up your hands, elbows, knees, and feet right in the center below the nose. Okay, change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. So you can have a very bent wrist interlace grip, even partial like this, and start to push the palms so the wrists straighten and you'll feel all the pressure. Elbows down, sit down low in the chair as possible. Left leg lift up over the right leg. So push the hands into the center a little bit. The palms press into each other. I know you might not have the full grip. It doesn't matter how full the grip is. It just matters that you're trying to press the palms in, straighten the wrists a little bit, and creating that pressure all over arms, bones to the skin. Now breathe as smoothly as you can. Hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line below the nose. Excellent. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Party time. Have some water if you need to. Okay. It's a great warm-up, you guys. I will tell you the truth, okay? I promise. Please. I mean, it's ultimately everyone's choice. I get it. I can't say you have to, but it will benefit you. Just try. I see what I see, and the attempt and the effort and whatever pressure you can get is doing amazing things. The mind gets involved and says, oh, I'm not doing exactly what she's saying. The point isn't that you do and achieve what I say. It's that you go in the direction of what I say. So if you just rearrange, and I'm not saying this is exactly your thought process, Agnes, but you know, the thought process of, oh, I'm not doing exactly that, it's not enough, or something's not quite right. If I can just unprogram you instantaneously and say, that's not how this works, what I'm going to do is tell you where you're headed. Okay, if you're driving to California and you're in Nebraska, there's nothing wrong with you. You got to get there, okay? But the mind is like, I'm not in California yet, I should be. Well, that's not how anything, like we can't time and space travel, and the yoga postures are the same way. If you just repeat, and here's the thing though, the difference is you'll get to California in a car. The difference, the metaphor is not perfect, okay? As we're working in the direction of California, of the yoga posture, you might not get to exactly, okay, I'm saying hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line. It doesn't actually matter if you get there. It just matters that you're envisioning that and going towards that with the body parts. That's how you get the body skills and the healing of the body parts. Everyone's hips different, shoulders different, injuries different. Okay. Hopefully, people do compare. Agnes is saying, just to repeat online, that makes this yoga safer, she's saying. Because you're not like just looking, trying to do it by copying, you mean? Or by going to the end. Yeah, it's an issue, whether it's here or in another yoga class. If you try to go to the end point without the details that get you there in the healing, safe, etc. way, yeah, that's definitely an issue. it does happen. It could happen in here. Somebody could look at somebody else and say, oh, I need to be doing that, and they throw their body in there. Like, that can happen. It's not foolproof. But you have the instruction to help you, for sure. Yeah. Okay. How's that, Maureen? Good? Okay. Standing head to knee pose. Everyone start with your feet together. Stand up nice and tall. Bring the right leg up in front of you, thigh parallel to the floor. So starting out, you might not be able to grab the foot, but you start to round the spine, reach for it any amount. So like I'm doing here, just standing, this is an ideal standing head to knee posture, just because I'm trying. I've got the leg up, I'm trying to lock the leg, I'm trying to round the spine, and this might be the pose. Now eventually, once you can grab the foot, fine. Interlace the fingers, thumbs included, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Concentrate on the standing leg. That's great, Tony. Standing like solid concrete lampposts unbroken. Those of you with the foot in your hands, inhale, breathing right leg, lift up slowly, very gently, and stretch it forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, not too high and not too low. Take a nice deep breath. Kick the heel forward once the leg is up, turning the toes back, flexing the foot from the ankle. Once you can get both legs locked, then only bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Very nice change again. Straighten the arms, bend the knee, and put the foot down, arms down by your sides. Other side, left leg lift up. Bring your knee up as high as the hip. All right, so your thigh is level or parallel to the floor. Then exhale, go down and pick up the left foot. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Any amount in the direction of the things is the posture. It counts as you are doing it. You can do it. It is happening. Standing leg, push the knee back till the leg is straight. To lock the leg is a use of the entire leg from the hip area all the way down to sole of the foot. The knee is straight, thigh muscles contracted, right outer butt cheek squeezes, lifts, and pushes forward. On your inhale, left leg lift up and stretch forward. So the standing leg I want as tall and lifted as possible. Make sure the weight doesn't go back to the heel too much. Then kick the left heel forward, turn the toes back. Once both legs are locked and you can balance comfortably with normal breathing, then you can bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Great, change again. That's right, Adam. The upper body can lift a little bit to get the leg up. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Any questions on this one? Okay, let's try again. You good, Agnes? Of the standing leg. Well, it's not, the locking of the leg is not a passive lock of the knee. You want the quad engaged. Can you guys see this online? I'll stand here. Locking the leg is different from what you might be thinking of a knee locked position where you just have the knee back and it's like kind of stuck there. Okay, what I want with the standing locked leg, I'm stepping here so they can see me online, is, so it's not just this. This would be just like jamming the knee back, okay? And nothing else. That's not locking the whole leg. Locking the whole leg is, yes, the knee is straight, but then you're going to take this standing butt cheek. You see what I just did with the pelvis? I pulled the leg in, lifted here. Yes, the quadricep. I am lifting the quadricep. But I'm also, my foot muscles and my ankle muscles, my shin and calf muscles are working too. Okay, so that's whole leg locked. It does involve the quad, but it can't just be the quad because then that's a jam knee lock. Does that help a little bit? So the whole thing. And the sole of the foot is actively. I'm using the foot arch muscles too. Yeah, I know. It's so hard. It's so good for you. Even if you stood like that sometimes and just figure out the leg, fine. You got time. You got your whole life to figure out the details. Okay, let's do second set. Pick up the right foot, or you can just stand. See if you can use the whole left leg. Truly, from the sole of the foot, ankle muscles, stand on the left, pick up the right. Yep, for second set. Now, it gets harder to keep the leg locked as you bring the body weight forward. And the weight will try to go back to the heel because of the physics of body weight distribution. Then you get more muscles by trying. Go ahead, Amy, you're fine. So go to the limit of the posture for 5 more counts. 4, 3, suck in your stomach, 2, whole leg locked, 1. Take your time, change again. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of use of the leg that often does not get attention. Okay, so the last one, stand on the right foot, pick up the left. So right outer glute squeezes, pushes forward. Yes, right quadriceps contracted, lifted, but also I want the ankle and foot very strong, energized. So you have 90 degree angle at the right ankle joint. That looks great, Em. Take your time. You can grab the foot or just stand and round the spine a little bit and see what happens. Go ahead, Amy. Last 5 counts. 4. Everyone's stomach in. 3. Great, Sadari. 2. Face and shoulders relaxed. 1. Wow. Look at you. You're just floating there. Look at, she's just floating in the posture. You're like, I was working hard to stand there. Yes, but when you coordinate the lifting muscles, then you can relax things. It's so great. Thanks for asking that. Standing bow pulling posture. Right hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the side. Pretend you're holding something in your hand. Straighten the elbow. hold the ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. If it helps you to turn and face the back wall on this, Tony, you're welcome. Like when you grab the right ankle, if the wall's to your left, this is a way to do it. So like if the wall's to your left and you want to put the hand up here, that's fine. Okay, everybody, left arm up. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead. Charge your upper body forward. Simultaneously kick the right leg all the way back. Let the right shoulder and right chest go back behind you so you can purposefully twist the upper body to the right. Left arm down parallel to the floor. Try to touch the mirror right around the eye or chin level. The shoulder of the front arm will eventually touch your chin. Keep the chin up. Look straight ahead at the standing locked leg here too, or at the top of the head. Body down at the left hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Now I want you to stretch forward and kick straight up towards the ceiling equally, simultaneously, 50-50. Body down and kick, stretch forward and kick, let the right arm relax completely, kick up a little more. Good. Change again, feet together, arms down by your sides. Got it. Left hand up in front of you, palm up, reach out to the side, hold your ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Right arm all the way up. Palm facing the mirror. You can grab right at the ankle joint, thumb with the index fingers. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, charge your upper body forward. Kick the left leg back. So you can twist the upper body. Let's say you're not grabbing the foot. You can work on the twist. The right arm can be forward, left arm back, and you can just stand on the one leg with the left leg behind you. You get a great spine twist and a little bit of a back bend at this early stage of the posture, which are the skills that we need for the rib cage, for the spine healing, for the shoulders and the neck. Keep the standing leg locked, kick up, and once you see the foot come over the head, you can come down a little more at the right hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Now stretch forward and kick up equally the same. That's it, body weight slightly to the base of the toes, whole leg locked. That's it, Amy, stretch and kick equally the same. Good. Change again. Feet together, arms down. Second set. Any questions before we start? Okay, right hand up in front of you, turn it out. Reach back, hold the right ankle. Stand on the left foot, left arm up. So some skill, body skills we are developing, spine twisting, back bending, ultimately balancing. That's it. Go ahead for 20 counts, charge forward. 19, look straight ahead. 18, I want the right shoulder back. 17, behind the left shoulder. 16, 15, 14, take a deep breath, 13, 12, relax the right shoulder more, 10, 9, standing leg locked, 8, you can twist upper body, add them to the right for 6, right shoulder back, 5, left arm down and forward, 4, try to touch the mirror, 3, at your eye level, 2, left arm down, shoulder forward, 1, okay, cool, change again. Check this out, Anna, can I show you a movement? I want you to think of this twist. It will release the shoulder a bit more. You will end up being able to kick more. Okay, let's do the last one. Left hand up, turn it out. Yes, you got it. Exactly. I knew it was in there. You just had to see it. Hold the ankle, right arm all the way up. This will totally change this posture for you. Okay, do what you just did with the shoulders for 20 counts. Add the kick. 19, keep your chin up. 18, try to touch the mirror, 17, at your face level, 16, 15, now you can kick more, 14, 13, yes, let the left arm relax, 12, 11, kick straight up, 10, 9, lock the standing leg, 8, that's good, Tony, 7, chin straight ahead, 6, 5, 4, straighten standing leg, 3, kick straight up, 2, you got it, 1, okay, good step, that is the right direction. Feet together, arms down. Nice going. Balancing stick pose is next. You can step to the back of the mat if you need room in front of you, feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, interlace fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed, lift your chin up a little bit so you can see your neck visible in the mirror. Inhale, breathing, big step onto the right foot, lock both legs, left toes pointed. Bring the upper body down and left leg up, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Yep, you can stand on one leg. Bring the leg up behind you and stretch the arms out as much as possible in front of you. Squeeze hands, palms, reach. Come down, leg up, stretch forward, leg up. I want the body down more until you look like a capital letter D. Inhale, breathing, come up. You got it. Step back, feet together. Take a nice deep breath. step onto the left foot, lock both legs. You can also do one of these and just stand. Take a deep breath, come down, body down, leg up, until you look like a capital letter T. Now the standing leg lock, just like I showed you in standing head to knee, the whole leg contracted and lifted. Bring the chest down, leg up until you look like capital letter T, but squeeze the hands, palms, good arms, Amanda, leg up, chest down, stretch and stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up. Good. Feet together, arms down by your sides. And we'll add one detail to the locking of the leg. In this posture, it's a little, I don't want to say it's different, but it is a little different from the other standing one-legged. Okay, when you get on this leg, watch me come down now. I'm just coming down. Okay, but I want you to get the skill of lifting up like this. And keeping that lift, and it's like you're lifting the body over the hip joint instead of just bending. Okay? Give it a try at least. Okay? Even if you don't come down much. Yeah? Yes. Agnes says when she started engaging all the muscle I've mentioned, then she was able to balance better, first of all. And she wasn't overworking other muscles. Before the foot muscle hurt because the hip muscle wasn't being used. Super high five. It's body part skills technique. Butt amnesia, yeah. So many people have butt amnesia. It's like our world right now, yeah? I mean, don't blame yourselves. Like, we just showed up at this time and place where we don't use our muscles, right? Like, it's nobody's fault. But we can learn. Second set. Arms over the head. Interlace grip. Point your fingers up. So sometimes I don't even care if you don't come down. Step onto the right foot. And how much can you gather the body upward? Okay, come down or not right now for 10 counts. 9 or halfway. 8. Try to keep the lift. 7. Whole leg lock. 6. That's it. 5. Lift up and over. 4. Stomach in. 3. Stretch from the hands to the back foot toes. 1. You got it. Okay, come up. At first, it's harder when you do it the more correct, more comprehensive way. Inhale, step onto the left foot. I totally get it. But you'll get through that, and then you'll be stronger. Inhale, stretch up. Come down any amount, 10, 9, but keep the lift, 8, over the left hip joint, 7, 6, deep rotators of the hip, 5, also amnesia, 6, okay, 3, go ahead and stretch, 2, 1, sorry, I lost the count. Inhale, breathing, come up. See, it's not just the butt that goes to sleep. It's how to control the rotation of the hip joint and pelvis, and that one gets it. Okay, step to the left side of the mat, feet together. We don't think of them. We think of gluteus muscles, but we don't think of all that inside stuff, you know? She meant the whole butt. Okay. Agnes knows what she's talking about with the body, by the way. Can I tell them your profession? She's a physical therapist, so she's got a lot of internal working knowledge. By butt amnesia, she meant the whole thing. So she did mean all those internal muscles. Yes, dear Adam. I believe so. It's good if you forgot. That means you were totally present moment vibe. Man, that's good. All right, separate leg stretching. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. That's the best. Right foot step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. You weren't suffering thinking, oh God, how many more? Lock your legs, suck in your stomach, stretch up and then forward. Arms outstretched, legs locked throughout the posture. Kneecaps stay lifted, thighs contracted. Just slowly bring the upper body down. You can put hands on the thighs if needed, Tony. Separate the heels a little wider than the toes, everyone. Feet either straight ahead or slightly turned in. Now, if you can grab the heels from the outside with the legs locked, grab the heels from the outside with the legs locked. And if you cannot, hands on the floor in front of the feet, work on straightening the knees. Push the knees back a little bit at a time until you can get the quadriceps to lift up, the kneecaps to lift up, and legs lock there. And just wait there until you can walk the hands back to the feet. That's good. Take your time. But you don't want to force the depth and grab the heels with knees bending. Just wait and breathe. That's it. Roll forward a little bit. Stretch the body down. Try to flatten out the upper back a little bit so the whole back side of the body stretches. You got it. To change, bring the arms out and head up. Slowly you can stand up again. Wonderful. Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head, and arms down by your side. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head, sideways, hands, palms together, right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms parallel to the floor. Now you can take a wider step if you didn't touch the head to the floor. pretty wide, as long as it's not sliding. Lock the leg, stomach in, stretch up, and then forward. From the lower spine all the way towards the mirror. Try to create a nice stretch forward of the spine. Arms outstretched, kneecaps lifted. Thighs contract on the front to help the backside muscles of the legs relax. Hands can start out on the floor, then eventually walk to the feet. Keep the knees straight, thighs contracted. Some people have hands on the thighs working on straightening the legs. Keep the stomach in. Support yourself how you need as you figure it out. That's it. Stretch the body down. Coccyx to the toes stretches, coccyx to the forehead. Now just take a few breaths in and out by the nose. Wherever you're at in terms of the stretch, having the body partly upside down, breathing smoothly is excellent for the digestive organs, diaphragm, lungs, and everything in the head. Slowly you can come up, arms out and head up. Inhale, right foot to the left foot, arms over the head and arms down by your sides. Okay. It's as if in Nebraska, there's all this wonderful, awesome stuff you pick up along the way. You know, you're partway upside down. And regardless of the depth of the stretch, there's all this cool stuff happening because you're partway upside down with the heart rate elevated and all these this fluid movement in the body. It's like you got to be, you're there and you're getting stuff every moment on that path. Okay. Triangle pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back. I know Nebraska's just I-80 and you're like, God, when am I going to get through this, you know? But anyway, it's rich in the yoga. Push the hips forward, arms back. You know what I'm talking about, Adam, Nebraska. Yeah, he knows the interstate. Okay, take a deep breath, chest up, turn the right foot all the way out to the right. Bend your right knee and sit down. Yep, make room for yourself. Keep the heels in one line. Upper body open, arms back, stomach, and take a deep breath. Begin. Tilt your upper body to the right. Bring your right arm on the inside of the right knee. Push the right knee back a little bit. That's fine. Push your hips forward, butt cheeks forward towards the mirror. Turn your head, touch your chin to the top shoulder. That's it. Right side profile of your face visible in the mirror. Keep the left leg locked. Left toes are turned in a little. Looks good, you guys. Now, when you inhale, push the right foot firmly to the floor, upper body up. Sit down a little more. Great stretching up, Amanda. One day you'll touch between big and second toe. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Okay, the setup is going to help you a lot with the body part technique. So with the feet straight, push the pelvis forward as much as you can, exaggerating. Hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift the chest, then turn the left foot all the way out. Keeping the heels on one line, right toes can turn in a little bit. Bend the left knee and sit down. Yeah, so you can let the straight leg heel be out wider and the toes turned in a little. Arms back, stomach, and take a deep breath. Begin, please tilt the upper body left side. That's it. Before you go anywhere else, Tony, I want you to just work on turning the left foot so it's pointing straight out. Mm-hmm. Just take your time, and the left knee's going to point that way. And then push your hips towards the mirror. You can use the wall as much as you need to. You're doing great. Just keep the knee going back and the hips coming forward. And everybody in the posture is doing that. Push the left knee back, hips forward. Stretch up and down from fingertips to fingertips. You're doing it, Adam. Contract right thigh muscles on the quadricep and outer glute and outer upper thigh. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. That's right. Stop in the middle. Feet straight. Inhale, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Any questions? I know there's a lot going on in triangle. Any technique issues? Okay, let's try again. You good, Agnes? Okay. Okay. Inhale, arms over the head. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. If you feel better with the wall behind you, Tony, too, that's an option. Like if you feel like you might fall backwards and you'd rather have the wall behind you, try any orientation, okay? Hips forward, arms back, chest up. Turn the right foot out. Bend the right knee all the way. Make sure the right foot and knee are pointing straight out to the right. That's it. Let the hips turn to the right just a little so the left toes can turn in. Go ahead, sit down. But as you're sitting down, make sure the right foot and right knee are going directly 90 degrees to the right side of the room. Go ahead in the posture. Push the right knee back with help of the straight right arm. You can look down really quick. If you're not aiming between the big toe and second toe, you may need to adjust the distance of the feet a little bit, so you're aiming between big toe and second toe. That's it. Good. Chin to the top shoulder. Upper body up, lower body down. Keep the left leg locked. Remember, that's the whole leg locked. Left foot flat on the floor. Upper body up, lower body down. Try to touch the toes. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Awesome. Feet straight ahead. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back. Lift the chest up. Turn the left foot out. Keep the heels in one line. All right. As you sit down, make sure the left foot and knee are going directly 90 degrees to your left. Now the right foot, toes, Tony, turn them in for me. The straight leg foot, turn the toes in. There. Okay, now try it again. The knee will go back easier. Go ahead, everyone, tilt. Right leg stays locked. Yep, that's it. And you'll feel the stretch that we're trying to get, and we'll strengthen the things we're trying to strengthen. They may be things that are more difficult to strengthen than if you don't do it with all the added detail, right? But we're trying to get to those parts that aren't used and that we try to avoid unconsciously because they're difficult. Upper body up, lower body down, chin to the top, shoulder looks great, Amy. Push the left foot down, stretch up and down. One day you'll touch the toes. Inhale, come up. Tony, that was great with the foot. That helped a lot. All right, come on up. Feet straight ahead. Feet back together, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Just a hair width at a time. You can pretend you're a little inchworm going to California. They're not upset it's taking so long. The inchworm. It's like, I'm just going. Whatever. All right, standing separate leg, head to knee. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot, step, a big step over your mat. Keep your arms there with your ears. Turn on the heels to the right 90 degrees. Try to keep palms together, chin up. Bring the back foot in 45 degrees and the left hip forward a few times so you get both hips in one line. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Exhale, go down front side, chuck your chin to the chest, stomach in, bring your forehead to the right knee. That's good. Round the spine from top to bottom. If you can't get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit to bring the knee and forehead together. That's it. You can push the fingertips into the floor just beyond the right foot. All right, and if the hands have separated to catch you, just bring them as close as possible. Eventually, you'll balance with hands, palms together. Throughout the posture, back, entire leg locked, back heel on the floor, and push a little more body weight to the front foot to get the right hip sticking up and left hip down, eventually two hips in one line. Very good. Lock the front leg and slowly come up. Once you are all the way back up, turn 185 degrees. Make sure you turn enough. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward to get your two hips in one line. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, go down front side, tuck your chin to the chest, exhale. Bring your forehead to the left knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, you can bend the knee up a little bit, but try to get the maximum compression, please, of the throat, the upper abdomen, basically the whole front side of the body from chin to the pelvis. You want small and contracted so that the backside can relax and stretch. Push your fingertips into the floor with the hands as close to each other as possible. Keep the back leg locked. That's it, Tony. Back heel pressing. Now tuck the chin to the chest as much as you can, squishing the front of the throat. Wonderful. Lock the front leg a couple of times, and slowly you can come up. Right hip stays forward. Nice, Amanda. Come all the way up, arms and head together. And you can turn and face the mirror. Right foot to the left foot. Arms down by your sides. Okay. Second set. Standing separate leg, head to knee. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just the thumbs crossed, right foot step out to the right. Pretty big step. A little bit challengingly big step is good. Turn on your heels, and I mean challenging to the balance. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward. Inhale, stretch up. Begin, tuck your chin first to the chest. Reach out with the fingertips. Bring your head in towards the belly button. And try to breathe by the nose, please, at all times. Don't worry if it doesn't happen, just try again. You have so many opportunities to start from scratch. Try again. Push the fingertips into the floor. Back leg stays locked. Back heel pressing down. That's it. Now with this deep forward bend, try to breathe smoothly, maintaining belly sucked in, compression of the throat all together. All right, hands back together. Lock the front leg. Slowly you can come up. Left hip and thigh stay forward. That's it. Head and arms up last. Good. Once you're up, turn all the way around. Face the opposite wall. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees. Right hip forward. Take your time setting up. Inhale, stretch up, and then you go. Chin to the chest, compressing the throat. Go ahead, forehead to the left knee. So we have a squishing sort of internal pressure massage at the thyroid and parathyroid tissue, okay, that are in the neck on the front side. But it's not just the glands. It's not just the ductless or endocrine glands that we're squishing. We're also pressing on and limiting the blood supply to those tissues and from them. And the ductless glands, they deposit their molecules, their chemicals directly into the blood. So we're affecting the blood supply to and from. Ultimately, I've seen in almost every case, this helps the function to some degree of the ductless endocrine glands. Go ahead, lock the front leg and slowly come up. Some people can reduce the thyroid medication. All right. Most people reduce it some amount. Turn, face the mirror, right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides. Sometimes it takes a while, but with regular practice, the, you know, 3-4 day a week practice is shifting that for most people. All right, you can step back to the mat for tree pose and toe stand. Start with the feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Bring your right heel up as high as possible on the left thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand and grab from underneath at the toes with the left. Suck in your stomach, stand up nice and tall. Here's another chance to have the whole leg locked. So the same idea. Now the body is straight up above the leg, so in some ways it can be easier, but keep the leg active and keep your concentration on it. Slowly, very gently, you can let the right knee come down. Right outer glute pushes forward. Stomach in, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. The right hand can come up in front of the chest. If the foot does not slip, you can bring the left hand up, palms together. When you inhale, suck in your stomach, ribs expand. Stretch the whole spine up towards the ceiling. Very good. Change please. Right foot down and arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up. Please bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. You can grab the front of the ankle with the left hand and underneath at the toes with the right. Now, make sure that the heel doesn't slide or slip down. So hold the foot at the high point and then just see how much the knee can come down and back. It might be a little, might be a lot, but keep the foot at the top of the thigh. As you're pushing the left knee back, push the hips a little forward, the outer glutes. The outer left hip area can squeeze and push forward a little bit. Suck in your stomach, the whole spine stretches up. You can bring the left hand up first in front of the chest, and then eventually the right hand up. You got it. Change again. Left foot down, arms down by your sides. Now for toe stand, begin in tree pose. Bring the right heel as high as you can comfortably on the thigh. You can repeat the tree pose until the heel gets to the top of the thigh. Just work on it. See how far you can get. Now, if you can keep the heel at the top of the thigh, then you can go further. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you to start toe stand. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips and sit down a little bit. Eventually, sit all the way down on the heel. Then you can bring the arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to the left, right knee down. That's it, Adam. You can even just reach like this. Keep the standing leg with no more than a very slight bend at the knee. This is going to give you the stretch out here that just needs to happen at some point. All right. And then you can just hang out like this with hands, palms together, or holding the foot, reaching. Toe stand, you can go ahead once you're sitting down with the spine straight. Bring the left hand in front of the chest, and eventually right hand in front of the chest. Take your time to change. Hands to the floor. Come back up into tree pose. Tree pose, you can change. Feet together, arms down. Last one, left heel to the top of the right thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. And then slowly bring the upper body forward. Eventually, Tony, an option is to stand. I've had Cassandra would stand with her leg here to the side. That stool might be a little too high, but it is an option. We can figure out something, step stool. To just put the foot up, pick it up and let it be up, okay? We can next time have, yeah, we'll figure it out, okay? So any amount up, but what you were doing in tree pose was fine, just trying to bring the knee up and out, any lifting in this direction, and just try to stand tall, okay? Any amount, doesn't even have to be foot off the floor, it can be up on the tiptoes. Toe stand once you're sitting, stretch your spine up, and then the hands can come up one at a time. Good to change, you can bring the hands to the floor in front of you. Take your time, Amy. Come back up through tree pose and look straight ahead. Okay, once you're done with that, you can change. Feet together, arms down. Next is Savasana. Please turn around, relax on your back. Have some water if you need to. It's a great warm-up, everybody. Nice going. I'm watching you, Maureen. Let's see if I can see you. You might need to lower the camera angle a little bit if you can so I can see as much of your mat as you can get in the view there. That should do it. Yeah, that's good. Great. Thank you. That's a pretty room. I like your wooden paneling room. It's fun. All right, so start with your heels touching each other, palms open. Inhale smoothly and exhale smoothly. Agnes, I'm glad to hear what you said today, because some people take the detail orientation as a negative, and they interpret it as judgment of I'm telling them they're not doing it the right way and that they're bad and insufficient, when the opposite is true. I feel like, oh my gosh, if you try just this one little thing, you are succeeding. But sometimes in people's mind, the strong negative thought and self-judgment is so powerful that they take just a simple, here, try it this way. Very quickly, the mind jumps to, I'm not doing all the other things you're saying or the other things that people are doing, and therefore the teacher's judging me. I get this a lot, and it breaks my heart, actually. I cried this morning because someone put, oh, I don't do that because there's so much harsh judgment and we can't use blocks and props. And I was just like, oh. So I responded. I said, I'm sorry for the misunderstanding. I get that the mind does that. I try to clear it up. When I like to talk about this, I think this is the deeper and more difficult part of yoga practice is the mental stuff and recognizing the thought pattern and the self, what we're bringing to the mirror. The mirror is neutral, and I'm just, you know, encouraging you with the right technique, right? A lot of interpretation happens within a person's mind that then gets, you know, it's such a normal human thing to not take responsibility for, I'm judging myself, and looking at your whole history, and it's not your fault that you're judging yourself either, so it's not even an accusation. It's just we got programmed from everything around us and all these, you know, things. But this is what yoga is really intended for, is to be able to look at yourself and look at the thoughts and start to unwind that stuff. So I tried to respond in a way that's like not just denying it, not combative, but saying, look, here's a video of someone with a boot and a chair. Like, this is what we do. I have people using the wall and stools all the time. And it is a pattern, though. And it is from the outside, when people don't know this or aren't ready to hear it, there's a lot of assessment of it's harsh. She said the word harsh judgment. I'm like, oh my gosh, you can come sit here and cry for 90 minutes. I'll be so happy you're here. Like, you know, so it's a challenge, but I guess I'm up for it. All right. I'm at the front of it. Yeah. Yeah. So it's nice to hear that you can appreciate. Yeah, you find it helpful. I know. You're in the mental space for it. Some people are not in the mental space for it yet. I know. Agnes is saying it doesn't mean I don't judge myself. I'm not expecting anyone instantaneously to stop that. Like, that is not my expectation or any kind of pressure from me. It's like just recognizing when you're doing it. The great thing, though, is about the class and the attention to the breathing, the attention to the words. If over time and with more regular practice, that stuff, the attention to the breathing and the detail, can fill up your thought process and almost just push out the other stuff, push out the negative stuff, the normal self-talk that we all have. If you get so consumed by what you're doing in the moment, you can just have a break. Then you might, when you leave the room, the negative stuff comes back, the self-talk, it might come back, but at least you know what it feels like, even if it's for 30 seconds of the class, to have a break from it. It results in a meditative state, absolutely. How about some floor postures, you guys? Okay, right leg lift up. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below the knees, deeply interlacing the fingers, thumbs crossed. Pull the right knee towards the right shoulder, elbows stay in close. Now the left leg is out straight, left calf muscle on the floor. Yeah, that's good. Flex the foot back from the ankle of the left leg, but the right foot stays relaxed. The one you're pulling on totally loose. Now tuck the chin, pull, absolutely freeze. Nice. Change again, right leg lower down, arms down. Left leg lift up, deeply interlace the fingers with the thumbs crossed. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Now, if the thigh happens to hit the rib cage, you can bring the knee slightly out to the left side. We are trying to create pressure at the lower left abdomen. Keeping the head on the floor, tuck the chin, look straight down the center line of the body with the right leg out and the right foot flexed up or turned back, but the left foot totally relaxed. Change. Left leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Immediately, both knees up. Grab your elbows each other, a couple of inches below the knees. Nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Now, if you can't grab the elbows, just reach over. You can use a small towel and bring it next time if you don't have one. Or you can, for today, grab the knees separately, pull them down. You can hook the fingers. You can grab the palms, wrist, elbows, somewhere on the way to the elbows. It all works. Feet relaxed, side by side, ankles uncrossed. Keeping your head on the floor, tuck the chin, look straight down the center line of the body. Little by little, the spine flattens to the floor. Back of the neck will have no gap underneath it. Change back to the rest. Heels touch each other, palms open. Inhale, abdomen relax. Exhale, let it sink down. And then inhale again. Hey, Adam, can I have your permission to skip the second set of that one because I talked a little extra? Okay. Feet together, flex for the sit-up. Arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Full lungs. We're going to do the sit-up. Go ahead. Exhale. Stomach in, forehead to the knees. Adam's in charge of the postures today. Turn around. Lie down on your front side. Hands tucked underneath the chest. All five fingers together on each hand. No. The extra stuff is important. It's important. The mental stuff is important. I'm not regretting that I had the extra talk. Okay. So thank you, Agnes. Honestly, no, it's important. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, breathing upper body, lift up using 100% back strength. You can push the palms down, hands right underneath the chest, and then lift up. That's good. That's a good setup, Adam. Now push the fingers flat. We are going to use a little bit of pressure underneath the hands, please, throughout the posture. Lift the chin up, lift the ribs up, until one day everything above the belly button is in the air. That's it, Tony. Now drop the shoulders down, everyone. Lift the chin, neck, and throat up towards the ceiling. Change again. Lower the chin. Very nice. Bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Heels separate. Second set. Cobra pose. Chin on the floor. The hands, try to tuck them right underneath the shoulder corner. Their middle fingertips in line with tops of the shoulders. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids. Glue it down. You can let the shoulders, Agnes, drop down like that, so the elbows stick up and the wrists bend more. Elbows up and in. Okay. Lock the legs. That's good, Tony. Upper body lift up. Push all the fingers flat to the floor. I want all the fingers flat and together. No gap underneath any knuckles or the palms. Good, Amy. Come up until the belly button is the last thing touching. It doesn't mean you'll get there. It just means that's the highest I want you to go. Lift the chin up. Drop the shoulders down. Push the face up. Elbows in. Keep the legs locked. A little pressure underneath the feet to the floor. Good satori change again. Lower the chin. Bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Big toes touch each other. Let the heels separate. All right, next is locust pose, salabhasana. Turn your hands over, palms down. Slide the arms underneath the body. Eventually, pinky fingers touch each other side by side. And don't worry if the arms don't go underneath yet. Just scoot them in some amount. Chin on the floor, look forward. Lock the right leg, lift it up, come up to a 45-degree angle. Keep the chin forward, straight ahead, the neck, back of the neck is compressing, front of the throat, stretching. Good, right leg lower down, see if the chin will come any more forward on the floor. Lock the left leg, lift it up, knee straight, toes pointed, come up to a 45-degree angle. Excellent, Amy, without twisting the hip, just leg up, sole of the foot points straight up. Now reach back with the toes, lift the thigh a little higher, please. Good, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Readjust arms. If you can, get the hands a little closer to each other. Just try it. Make sure the head does not turn to the side. Keep the mouth on the towel. Inhale, both legs. Everybody lift up without bending the knees. Everybody come up. You can do it. Nice, Amy. Legs locked. Now if the legs separate a little, just squeeze them back together. Push the arms down, thighs up. Go up, lift up more up. Change again. Lower the feet. Awesome. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other, heels separate. Second set. Turn the hands over, palms down, slide your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers side by side, chin on the floor. Now you can try to scoot the chin a little more forward. We're trying to stretch and sort of pull on the nerves that leave the neck and go to the fingertips. So any more chin forward is going to help that process. Right leg up for 10 counts, toes point, 9, 8, leg lift, 7. 6, push hands down, 5, legs up, 4, try to push shoulders down, 2, 1, right leg lower down, see if the shoulders will press down, satori, like that, yep, keep them down, left leg, 10 counts, lift up, 9, try it, 8, 7, keep shoulders down, 6, 5, let the fingertips slide towards the toes. 4, so the elbows straighten. 3, any amount. 1, okay, left leg down. Turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. You can try to scoot the fingertips closer to the knees. This will help straighten the elbows if they're not yet. Okay, push the hands down. 10 counts both legs. 9, lift up. 8, legs together. 7, 6, you can do it. 5, push hands down. 4, that's it. And 3, hips and thighs lift. 1, nice job. Lower the legs. Okay, I saw that leg shaking. Everybody, take your arms out. Turn your head to the left. We have many methods, many postures, many techniques for waking up the sleeping, you could call it sleeping butt, hips, pelvis, lower abdomen, like the whole region, okay? Sleeping middle of the body. It's so much, and it's all connected. So like lower abdominal control is not separate from that hip joint rotation stuff, for example, when we were doing balancing stick. It all works in certain ways together. All right, next is full locus posture, chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the sides, all 5 fingers together, like airplane wings. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contract. Inhale, breathing, look up and lift up, arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until one day just the pelvis is on the floor, just the hip bones on the floor. Looks great, Amy, good. Reach out to the side walls with the fingertips, yes, perfect with the arms. Now everybody chest up, lift anything up when you inhale, eyeballs up, chin up, legs up. Take one more deep breath, and as you exhale, come up more. Change again. Yes. Okay. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. The maximum oxygenation and reduction of inflammation happens immediately after the posture when you are in total relaxation. You've removed the restrictions of blood and other fluid movement that you created during the posture. You've released those and you're just like, oh my. Totally relaxed. That's when you get the maximum circulatory benefit. And then it lasts for a good day plus, but it's the most intense immediately when you release that squeeze or tourniquet or restriction. Second set, chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the sides. Legs and feet together, chin on the floor. Inhale, breathing, go ahead, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Squeeze legs together, chin up, eyes up, chest up, go up. That's it. Every time you inhale, lift up anything. Inhale, look up. Inhale, arms up. Inhale, chest up. Inhale, legs up. Exhale, come up everywhere. And then down. Hands, chin, and feet. Good. Now bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Big toes touch each other. The stillness and total relaxation immediately following the posture is part of how the posture works. Part of how the physiology of the yoga asana works. Okay, next we have bow posture. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes, all 5 fingers together. Hold the feet with a strong grip of the fingers, but wrists straight. Chin on the floor, take a deep breath, look up and kick up. Use the upper thighs to get the knees and feet up. Look up towards the ceiling, kick up. Everyone continuously, however high you go is irrelevant. Thighs up, chin up, chest up. Just a pure effort of backward bending against gravity. Let the shoulders relax. You have a hold grip with the hands, but the shoulders, chest, throat, everything relaxing on the front side. Chain, lower down. Good. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes. Get a good squeeze on the feet. Knees about 6 inches apart or shoulder width, right? Shoulders, hips, and knees, and feet and hands, all like 2 wheels in 1 base side by side. Inhale, breathing, kick up and look up. Now it's very normal that the knees separate when you try to kick up. At first, that's okay. You're just figuring it out. As you try little by little to bring the knees just a tiny bit closer to each other, this has the effect of bending the spine higher towards the thoracic spine, which is a more difficult part of the spine to backward bend. So a little bit of knees squeezing in and kicking is going to help distribute the bend higher on the spine. Roll forward onto the abdomen, kick up and look up, keep kicking up. Great, change again. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. Fixed firm pose is next. Please push yourself up. You can come up to the top of the mat now and just sit on the heels for a second. knees and feet together. Lift your hips up a little bit. Next, separate the feet and lower your hips towards the floor between the heels, but make sure the feet stay pointing straight back. Eventually, you'll sit on the floor, but the outside of the hips need to stay in contact with inside of the heels. If you can sit all the way down on the floor, put your hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs on the inside, and then lean back onto the elbows one at a time, then the head, then shoulders, eventually upper body relax on the floor. If you need to separate the knees a little wider before you go back or before you sit down, you can try that. But make sure you just wait until you can relax to go further. There should not be any muscling into this one. It's the most passive posture of the class. So smooth breathing so you can signal chemically to the system that it can relax. Smooth nose exhales will balance the autonomic nervous system. Take your time to change. Hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Come up, chest up, spine straight in the middle. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. It's also interesting, you know, that you said it's meditation, Agnes. I was trained that meditation is not a thing you do. It's a resultant state of concentration, getting into the present moment. That's just, I mean, that's from my Indian yoga teachers, right? I know a lot of people say, here's a meditation. That's fine. But from my particular programming in the yoga tradition, you concentrate, you get yourself into the present moment concentration. Meditative state is what happens. That's a description of that state, right? Once you have your action, your input is concentration. And then you have that quiet and you're in the present moment. But I happened to be reading something yesterday that was talking about how intensity, physical intensity, helps that process because it just makes your mind shut up a little bit. And that's why so many people throw themselves. Oh, yeah, people do throw themselves into intense physical exercise. There's physical things, chemical things it does, and it puts you into more of a meditative state for sure. Yeah. So we have this wonderful combination of intensity plus present moment. Attention with the detail, the therapeutic detail. Feet together, flex. Arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Go ahead, sit up. Grab the toes. Strong exhalation. Head to the knees. Second set of fixed firm pose. Turn around, sit on the heels. And then just wait for the hips to go down to the floor. The knees might need some time for the hips to touch the floor. You have all the time, you have your whole life to sit down. And you might not even sit down. Even on the way, you're getting benefit to the leg circulation, which benefits the heart, benefits the pressure, all right, in the upper body, when you change pressure in the lower body. You can go back once you're sitting on the floor, elbows down first, then the head, one day back of the head and shoulders, one day maybe arms over the head. All the things you're getting at each stage of the posture are important. Now, smooth nose exhales. If you're going so far in the posture or pushing so far that you can't nose exhale, go to like 90% of what you're doing or 80% so that you can signal calm relaxation to the system while you're in the yoga posture. You got it. Wonderful. Change again. Adam, you're doing great. Hands on the feet with help of the elbows come up. Chest up, chin down. Awesome. Turn around, relax on your back. And there's a certain pattern, you know, some of us humans are very strongly programmed to achieve. And there can be a quick perception of, I'm not achieving that posture, right? I'm not doing it. That statement, I can't or I'm not, is really a result of the programming we've absorbed that says, you know, it's either you're doing it all the way or it's not worth it. But with the yoga postures, every stage of it counts as doing it. You just have to rework the thinking about it. And the way I see it, the body is not a problem in here. The mind is the main issue. But the mind will do everything in its power to blame the body and say the body's the problem. And it keeps the focus away from the thinking process itself, which is really where the undoing comes and the change and healing comes. And along the way, of course, we're doing amazing things with the physical structure and circulation, etc. Feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Okay, next is half tortoise posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. We're going to do one set of half tortoise pose too. No gap underneath ankles someday. Take a nice deep breath, arms over your head sideways, hands palms together, just the thumbs crossed, chin up a little bit. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, and then stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Forehead maybe touches the floor, side edges of the pinky fingers touch the floor. Push the hips as much towards the heels as they will go. And then keeping the hips there, take a deep breath, suck in your stomach, stretch the arms forward, try to touch the mirror. Thumbs cross, press the palms together, and try to get the wrists up just a little bit in the air. Elbows straight, reach. Now take a few deep breaths. We'll hold this for a couple of breaths. With your stomach in and the maximum stretching forward, I want you to inhale as fully as you can, keeping the stomach in, then breathe out smoothly, and then do it again. Inhale, stomach in, reach forward, nice full inhale. Exhale. Good, on your last inhale, stretch forward, and then come all the way up. Arms down by your sides. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. What we're trying to cultivate is a type of persistence that's focused on effort, just a pure effort without attachment to the achievement or outcome or the distance that you go. So, I know that pushes people away, unfortunately. but we can still keep trying. Feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right. Next, do camel posture. Turn around, stand up on the knees. 6 inches between the knees. Come up to the top of the mat. 6 inches between the knees and between the feet. Put your hands on the hips, fingers pointing down. Or you can bring the hands up a little higher. We're skipping second set of half tortoise. Take a nice deep breath. Push your hips forward. Breathe smoothly. Drop your head back. Go back halfway. You're going to bend the spine. Look for the wall behind you. Figuring out how to breathe in the back bend is one of the most important things in hatha yoga, all right? So you train the system to relax while you're in a position that is not inherently relaxing. Now, if you can see about halfway down the back wall, right hand can come down to the right heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Then, one day, left hand to the left heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Take a nice deep breath. If you have full palm grip, you can push the hips a little more forward towards the mirror. Good, change again. Bring the hands back up. Push your hips forward, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. Any questions on the back bending, breathing, anything? So backward bending, just real quick, it does stimulate a little bit of sympathetic nervous system response because your breathing's up higher in the rib cage, okay? But we train the system to smooth breathe and relax the mind. And so you're training your system essentially for being in a somewhat stressful condition, but then breathing smoothly and saying, you know what, it's okay. Camel posture is it's okay message to the body in a mildly stressful situation, but you don't make it so stressful. You don't have to go so far back that you can't handle it. Go back 80%, 75% of what feels like too much, okay? Feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Second set, top of the mat again, 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between the feet. Put your hands up like they're in the back jeans pockets. That's a good starting position, or eventually higher up on the low back. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward. Lift the chin and chest up a little bit. Look up over and back. Go back halfway. And stop in the middle. Go back to a position where you can hold with normal breathing. About halfway down the back wall is a good place to look, and then grab the heels. It's approximate, though. You can reach down and see if you can grab one palm to one heel, left palm to left heel. Take a nice deep breath. Even with hands on the hips, push your hips forward. Everyone's stomach forward. Everyone continuously push the thighs forward. Great one. Change again. Hands come up. Push the hips forward. Chest up. Spine straight in the middle. So nice. Turn around. Relax on your back. Complete relaxation of the abdominal wall. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, full lungs. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Next is rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Put your hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside, four fingers inside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, and now you begin forward bending. Tuck your chin to the chest, exhale. Bring your forehead to the knees. Automatically, the top flat part of your head will touch the floor. Yeah, that's a good grip, Adam. Lift your hips up. Let the arms go straight as you lift the hips up. Either keep a full palm grip on the heels, or you can have the hands, palms right next to your head. That's fine, Tony, with palms next to the head, flat on the floor. Or grab the heels, either way. There you go. Now suck in your stomach. Lift your hips up more and more. Top of the head is on the floor, please. Maximum of 30% of the weight on your head. Good one, Agnes. Change again. Lower the hips down to the heels. Inhale, breathing, come up, head up last. Nice. Turn around, relax on your back. So ideally, you guys, this very, I'll show you on Zoom, this very top part of the head, if you imagine your head as a cube, I know it's not a cube, but there's a sort of a flat top part. Some's a little pointier, some's a little flatter, but the top point you want on the floor. Some people that are very bendy roll over to the back part. Some people that are stiffer, it's not quite to the top of the head, it's on the front part, but you're aiming for the top. Okay, feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in, go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knee, second set, rabbit posture, turn around, sit on the heels, and try it again. Hands on the heels, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, go down front side, chin to the chest, stomach in, coil in as small and compact as you can on the front side of the body, try to touch your forehead to the knees. Pull on the heels as hard as possible, but it's a straight arm pulling. Lift your hips up, roll forward, hips up, all the way. Till the arms are straight. Yeah, a good tucking of the head. That's right, Adam. Yeah, try to get right onto the skull there, right on the cranium bone. Lift up your hips, squeeze the heels in. That's it, Amanda. Stomach in, everybody. Change again. Lower the hips down to the feet. Inhale and slowly come up. You got it. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. Good one. It's great for the sinuses, great for the structure of the head. There's still joints up there. There's still, you know, cranial and sinus, all those relationships in there, bony relationships, soft tissue relationships that benefit from that pressure on the head. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, full lungs. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Next is head to knee with stretching pose. We'll do one set of this combination, two postures. All right, right leg out, forehead to knee pose, left leg in. Create pressure between inner right thigh and sole of the left foot. Inhale, arms over the head, stretch up tall. Turn your upper body to the right, reach out, grab the right foot just below your toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, then go down front side just like rabbit. Bring your forehead to the right knee. Continuously turn the five toes back of the right foot. Once you have the knee and forehead together, make sure they don't separate. Push the knee down little by little with the forehead. You can roll into the center a little bit, left shoulder down, left elbow down and in, if you can, say to your left elbow, into the leg to get two shoulders in one line. Change again, come up. Yeah, that was it at the end, Agnes. Other side, left leg out, bend the right knee. Push the sole of the right foot against inner left thigh. Take a deep breath, turn to your left, reach forward, grab the left foot just below your toes. Pull the toes back, flex your foot from the ankle. It's fine if you have to bend the knee a little bit. And then suck in your stomach, chin to the chest, forehead to the left knee. Once you get the forehead and knee together, make sure they don't separate. If they don't go together, you are welcome to put your hands on the floor anywhere, Tony, that helps you support the back. Okay, so even if hands are on the side, in the back side, front, middle side, anywhere, just try to get compression of the throat, suck in your stomach until you feel the limit of either stretch or movement, and breathe at the limit of strength, flexibility, change, come up. All right, bring the legs straight out in front of you. If you've been doing the sit-ups, lie back. Once the hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing, come up. If you're skipping the sit-ups for any reason, you can skip that one too. Now for stretching pose, Paschimottanasana, use the first two fingers and thumb of each hand. Wrap the two fingers around the big toe, thumbs close the grip. Your knees might be very bent to start with, okay? Mine are quite bent. Flex the feet from the ankles, pull the toes back. You can walk the hips back a few times, right, left, right, left, right, left. Little by little, getting the legs straight. Continuously pull the toes. Look in the mirror, chest up. Take a deep breath. Very slowly push the knees down, maintaining the pull on your toes, the flexing back of the feet at the ankles. All right, and then little by little, the legs straighten. Once the legs are locked, stretch your upper body forward. Keep pulling on the toes. That's it, M. Pinky toes back, pull the toes back. That's the most important starting technique, is pulling on the toes, flexing the feet. The knees straightening is secondary, and then stretching the spine forward is third. Whole back side of the body stretches, starting from the nerves at the endings, at the toes. Hold it right there, breathing smoothly. Yeah, good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. So a knees bent, something like this, is the start. Leg straightening comes later. Okay, so amazing. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, full lungs. Go ahead, sit up, please. Grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Finish up with half spine twisting posture. In the room, you can turn to your right, 1/4 turn. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor. Then cross the right foot over the left knee, corner heel touching the knee. Two hips on the floor equally. Inhale, breathing, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. You can keep this left leg out straight, Tony, and cross the right foot over it. Then everything else is the same. Left arm up and over the right knee. Push the knee back. That's it. With your left hand, reach for the left knee, or grab the mat or reach for the towel. Then right arm goes behind you. Hand on the back when possible. Sit up as straight as you can. Two hips on the floor. Twist to your right. If the body drops or leans back, you can use the right hand on the floor to lift it up, twisting joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae just a little bit to the right. Slowly untwist the spine. Nice job. Switch the legs. Right leg either straight or all the way bent. Left foot crosses over, heel touching the knee, two hips equally on the floor. Inhale, right arm up, try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the left knee, push the knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down. You can try to grab the right knee with the right hand or just reach down, try to grab towel or mat there. Left arm behind you, initially walking on the floor in the direction of the twist, and eventually hand on the back, palm out. Now inhale, sit up as straight as you can, twist your whole upper body left side. Look to the left, left shoulder back, chin to the left. Now once you get to the maximum twist at this moment, stay there and breathe smoothly. Looks great, Amy. Very nice with the shoulders. Smooth breathing in your twist. Untwist the spine, undo the arms. Great, turn around, relax on your back. And we'll finish up in a moment with the breathing exercise at the end. 26 postures, 2 breathing exercises. These are beginning postures, meaning you can try them. There are more than 26. There's 84 on the poster in the hall and in, as part of this sort of lineage of postures. But this beginning class gives you the basic body skills to then attempt some of the more complex ones. I know these are complex in a certain way. They are using many body parts at once, plus balance. It's not that they're easy, but they're attemptable. And then as you build the body part skills, as the noisy brain quiets down, then that's a good time to add on some complexity. If the body part skill or the mind, you know, if like the mind is in that state of, I need to go all the way, definitely you don't want to get into more complex postures. So we have to work through this stuff. And then, okay, we can try. We have an intermediate way also to get, we don't have to do the whole 84. There's ways to just do 30-some, 40-some. Okay, we've got that here. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, full lungs. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhalation, head to the knees. Okay, final breathing exercise. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. If you can't sit on the heels, just sit some way with the spine straight. All right, even a chair if you have to, or cross-legged or legs out. You can sit against the wall. Hands on the thighs. We're going to exhale by sucking in the stomach. You can imagine you're blowing out a candle. So the noise happens on the exhale. The inhale happens because of relaxation of the abdomen, and it will happen automatically. Inhale first, exhale all of it, and then begin. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, belly in. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, chest up, 6, 7, 8. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, that's it. Exhale, 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 great. Move the abdomen in as quickly and as much as possible, and then let it relax. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Very powerful exhale, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven, eight. Now try to push more air out a little faster. Six, seven, eight. Exhale. Two, three, four. Last five, four, three, two, one. Everyone take one inhale. Exhale it. You always start this after you've exhaled. Begin. If you miss one here and there, just join in again. Do three or four quick ones, miss one, and then do three or four more. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Five. Keep going. Four. You can do it. Three, two, one. Great class, you guys. Oh, I'm so happy that you did that. Turn around, relax on your back. I'm so happy we could do it together and go through all that stuff. Because each of us is bringing all of our baggage in, okay? And then hopefully lightening it up a little bit. I'm talking physically, mentally, emotionally, all the levels that you consider you. For Savasana, you can separate the feet a little bit, let the arms separate. Eyes can be closed or open. Concentrate on the breathing, complete relaxation of the abdominal wall. You've attempted to communicate with, consciously communicate with your whole system in this beginning class. I know there's not a lot of upper body stuff, but we are communicating. There's not a lot of upper body strengthening, but we do prepare the body for, like I mentioned, some of those next level postures where you use more upper body strength, but first we prepare them. All right, use of the upper back, neck, and shoulders, learning how to relax them, is a prerequisite in our way of understanding the body before you try to put weight on the arm. So I know we don't do a lot of that, but we're still communicating, learning how to use the upper body in really important ways for the breath, for releasing tension of neck and shoulders. It's just one example, though. We're communicating with every part. Attempting to communicate with every part. And this is where the pure effort is so important, because it might not happen for a while that a technique is understood. And this is where the persistence, the patience develops, the letting go of, I need to do it yesterday, what's wrong with me because I didn't. Okay, that stuff goes away, and then it applies in other situations. Once you rework that brain-mind pattern, you can use it anywhere and everywhere. Thank you so much for joining online, Amy and Maureen. Great class today. Good to see you. And thank you guys for coming in the yoga room. It's wonderful to be with you. Please hydrate well after you have done this class. Let me know if you have any questions. And I'll see you tomorrow. Take your time getting up from here when you're done. I'll be out front.